our God. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice, God. Holy and acceptable unto you. It's a reasonable service, God. Jesus. stay right there. Let's sing that again. Here I am. I worship you, Jesus. I bow in your presence, God. I want to say that you're my God. You're all together. All together. Wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Jesus. Bless your name, God. You are worthy, Jesus. You are so awesome, God. We give you all the glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give. You are Alpha. We worship.
This morning, Jesus, Jesus, we bless you, God. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We take nothing for ourselves. Lord, we worship you this morning. I hope you get used to this. This is what you're going to be doing in heaven. This is what you're going to be doing in heaven. Come on, come on. Sing with everything you got. Come on, sing with everything.
You are
Jesus. Come on, church. Hallelujah.
You are
everything. Give him everything. Raise your hands to heaven this morning.
Give you.
Come on, give God glory. Come on, give God glory. Come on, don't let heaven pass by. Come on, grab a hold of it. Grab a hold of it. To God be the glory, great things he has done. You are worthy, Father. You are majesty, God. High and lifted up, your train fills a temple. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, O God. God, we bow our hearts. You are holy, my God. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. La 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 bocha la la mandele le boca. Jesus is worthy. Come on, erupt with worship. Erupt with worship this morning. Erupt with worship. Let heaven know. He don't look any further. My God is able. He loves you. Jesus. Jesus. We honor you this morning. We honor you this morning, O King. Oh, your kingdom come. Your will be done. Oh, my Lord. Stir us, stir us, stir us. Stir us, stir us, stir us. Increase our appetite, oh God. We want more of Jesus. We want more of Jesus. Nothing else matters, God, but being in your presence. Life comes and life goes. So many hold on to life so tight. But today, the King of life, the resurrection and the life, is in this place. Lord, we give you honor and glory. That's due your name. Because you are truly our King. You are truly our Lord. You are the owner. And God, we honor you this morning, not just with our lips, but with our hearts, as we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. And we honor you with all of our life. Jesus, today we just abandon ourselves. Father, I pray for a revelation in the Spirit for some. Lord, as some would come to the house of God, but Lord, it seems like just a normal religious service. I pray that you'll break through in their life. God, that you'll make them sin conscious, that they'll call upon the Lord and be saved. And that, Father, when they're sin conscious and their sins are washed away, that God, an overwhelming gratefulness will rise in their spirit. For let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And God, will not let a moment go by in corporate worship where we don't give you all that is due your name. For we bring you the sacrifice of praise. Lord, not our leftovers, but our very best. Because you deserve it. You are truly Lord. Thank you for taking our lives. Thank you for making us new. And today, Jesus, we honor you with the fruit of our lips and the abundance of our hearts. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, I said, everybody said, hallelujah. Come on, give God one more shout of praise. If you're watching by live stream, come on now, shout where you are. I know there are folks in a truck right now. Shout where you are. Give God praise. You'll find the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. He'll fill wherever you are right now with his glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you glory, Jesus. Oh, my. We could keep going. I can feel that. I hope you're ready. The Holy Ghost is preparing you for the word today. Some of you just been believing God. You don't even know how to believe God. Today we're going to teach you how to lay hold of the things that God has planned for you. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. I can't hear you. I said amen. So be it. So be it. That's what it means. When you shout amen, you're saying, so be it. It is done. Amen. On your way back to your chair, why don't you welcome three or four folks that you don't know. Listen, don't just sit down. Stand right up. Go find somebody you don't know this morning and tell them, wow, my goodness, you look marvelous today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got a great day. I'm just
everybody's
so excited. The presence
got a
of Jesus is already in this place.
A story they're writing today. A wall that they're climbing.
Like?
You can carry the past on your shoulders. You can start over regrets. No matter.
We want to welcome you out to Pastor Spencer's 50th birthday gala. We're going to be holding it on April 1st from 6:30 to 9 p.m. We're holding it at the Harbor Inn Hotel located in Watkins Glen. But make sure that you RSVP right at the link that's listed below. Get on there, register, RSVP, and make sure you come out to celebrate his 50th birthday.
Good morning, ladies of His Tabernacle. I want to invite you to participate in the next Women's Encounter. It will be March 10th through 12th, and the cost is only $325, and that includes everything. You need to hurry and sign up, though, because space is limited. Only 16 ladies will be able to sign up for this, so get your deposit to me as soon as you can. A minimum deposit of $200 by February 1st will secure your place for the next Women's Encounter. Email me or grab me in the foyer, Carla@histabernacle.com.
Hey, HC family. If you're new to His Tabernacle, then we have a class just for you. It is called Catch the Vision. In this class, you learn about the background, the history, and the vision of His Tabernacle. We invite you out to the class right after first service in classroom number one.
Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to get in touch with Catch the Vision. It's very important for you to know how the vision of this house started. How many of you, we had a good crew in class last week. How many of you have never heard the story of His Tabernacle and how it began? How many of you have never heard the story of His Tabernacle's beginning? Look at their folks all over the place. You need to join that. Now, each week it's a little bit different where they just share certain things, but we want to make sure that you learn how the vision is. You're sitting in a miracle, and how many souls have been saved is just absolutely phenomenal. We want to welcome all of our guests. It's exciting to see there are so many guests each week. We have between 15 and 25 guests every single week. We want to welcome you. If you are our guest and you have not yet received a guest packet, look, we're not going to have you stand up and introduce you to the church, I promise. But we want to make sure that we can give you a mug and let you know that we love you and that you're cared for. If you are here and you have not yet received your guest packet, if you will raise your hand up, we just want to make sure. Very good. We have a young lady right there. Is there anybody else that needs a guest packet? Pastor Daniel Dykes. Hallelujah. They're coming. Very good. Very good. I'm sorry, young lady. Just hold it up. We promise. We promise that we'll get that. Is there anyone else? You're one of our guests and you have not yet received a guest packet. Is there anyone this morning? A young man right over here. Very good. A young man in the front as well. We need folks to move quickly if they could. We have a young lady over here. We have a young man in the front. Hallelujah. Very good. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's give all of our guests a hand clap this morning and thank them for being here. At His Tabernacle, we know that this might be a different style church for you, but we want you to know you're going to be all right. We have what we call white knuckle disease, and that's when you're hanging onto the chair in front of you and your knuckles are ready to bust through. We want you to know you're going to be all right. Turn to someone and say, you're going to be all right. Praise the Lord. We always encourage all guests to come a minimum of 3 times. You need to experience and get a little acclimated, especially if you're from a more liturgical style church background. We know that God will change your life. This is my beautiful wife, Rhonda. We also, we also want to welcome our online campus at His Tabernacle Family Church. We have between 75 and 100 computers online every single week from all over the world watching. And we want to welcome you this morning. Come on, give him a hand clap at His Tabernacle. His Tabernacle Online Campus. We want to thank you for being here. We also want to encourage everybody to grab your phone, go to Facebook, and sign in. Check in. Check into His Tabernacle Family Church. that helps us get a little bit more viewing out there and allows us to. Right now, we share to over 4,500 people every single week just on the baseline. We have about, I think, between 7,000 and 9,000 people that view our Facebook every single week, just reaching out to our community and letting them know we love them. We also would love to introduce to you some new members of the staff of His Tabernacle Family Church. Pastor Chad and Pastor Jade Spencer, if they'll come. Now, you might say, well, what gives them the right to have the title of pastor? Number one, the calling on their life. But number two, they've earned a degree in ministry. So Pastor Chad and Pastor Jade, they just arrived home this last week from South Africa. And they're going to be taking over the young adults ministry, singles and married people that have graduated high school to the age of 25. And so if you're in that age bracket, we want to make sure that you come and make a connection with them. And we want to welcome them this morning. We're going to have a special time for them where we pray over them and install them. But we wanted to introduce them to you this morning. Can you give them a hand clap today?
If you are in that age group, please don't leave today without shaking our hand, saying hi to us. We just really want to meet you. We really want to connect. And so we're trying to find as many young people as we can, but sometimes it's hard to see who's in what age group. So if you are in between, if you graduated high school and you're up to 25-ish, please come meet us, greet us after service. We'll be hanging around. So just, we look forward to meeting you.
Amen. Come on, give them a hand clap. They're going to be doing a great work. Now you might be saying, well, I'm 27. What do I get to do? We're working on more leaders just for you. Amen? We're looking for always ministry leads that are going to be able to take a whole age group and invest in them. And so the Bible says, praise the Lord of the harvest, and he'll send forth laborers. And so we're praying for more laborers who will lead certain age groups and ministry groups within the church, because we believe that everybody needs somebody to love on them. Can I hear it? Amen. How many of you have ever needed someone? You just needed help. Amen. We've all needed help at some time. Now, we want to make sure that you know who to go to. How many of you love Pastor Daniel Dykes? Amen. It was his birthday last week, and we just want you to know, if you need somebody, Pastor Dan is always available, and he will always minister to you and love on you. Not that we won't, but he's always available. I'll give you his phone number, his cell phone number. You can call him at 2 o'clock in the morning if you would like. I promise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here you go, Rhonda.
Amen. First, I want to read a financial testimony to you. I love hearing what God is doing in our finances. This is a powerful testimony. We just finished our week of prayer and fasting. How many of you got to participate with that week? What a phenomenal time of planting powerful seeds for our year in every aspect. So this testimony came at the end of that. Alec and I, this is Alec and Tori Brown. Alec and I were struggling financially as we were trying to catch up from when he lost his job back in June. When he first started his new job, he was barely working any hours, and we were just getting by. But we knew as long as we were faithful with our tithes, we would see breakthrough. On Thursday morning, we received a check in the mail that was from Alec's seasonal job that ended way back in November. It was enough money to put us back in the upside of things. Amen. So they remained faithful even when it was scary. This is a young couple with a new baby, and sometimes it's scary and challenging, but they knew if they remained faithful that God would pour out a blessing on them, and God always shows up. You know, I just heard a teaching. Jonathan Shuttlesworth was teaching this week, and we were listening, and God shows up in miracles faster than you can imagine. It's amazing. We had so many testimonies this week regarding finances and how God did it sometimes before the prayer even came out. God is faithful. So this year of 2016, we want to bring all the tithe into the house of God. All of the tithe. Not 20% of the congregation tithing. All of the tithe. But there's something we have to understand. Tithing is a heart thing. It is not a law thing. It is not just a law thing. It is the law, but tithing began way before the law was even instituted. Abraham tithed to God out of a heart thing because he knew who God was and how powerful God was. And it was because he wanted to give out of his heart 10%, the tithe, to God. And Jacob was the same way, because he knew God would bless and honor everything that he touched. He tithed. This was before the law even began. I want to read the law, Leviticus 27. It says, all of the tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. Can we just start right there? First of all, we don't give our tithe. We just read it in there. All the tithe belongs to the Lord. We render our tithe. Our giving that he calls for is beyond the tithe. Whatever you do beyond the tithe is your giving. And that's what we do. Press down, shaken together, he'll give back to us. That's how we give. But our tithing isn't even giving. It's a heart thing, because we know our God is awesome and faithful and powerful. It invites the supernatural into our finances. And how many of you would rather have supernatural in your finances than what this natural world has to offer? Uh-oh. Want to say
something? Yeah, I just heard in my spirit. So I heard someone say, yep, all they want is your money. Next time you go to the supermarket and you walk through the line, when they say it's going to be $150, look at them and say, I am never coming back to this supermarket, because all you want is my money. Come on now. You see how foolish that sounds? So when you're in God's house, come on now. Can I hear an amen? The owner, the Lord of all things. Why would you even allow that foolish thought to enter your mind? You remember when you used to go to the bars? The word used to is a key, right? Where you used to go to the bars, and the barkeep would say to you, well, that will be $5 for a brew. You never said, I'm never coming back to this bar because all you want is my money. No, you flipped them that so you could drink that alcohol. And yet you come to the house of God and you allow that foolish thought to render in your head. That is craziness. God deserves all because he is all. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. That's good stuff. And in verse 32, it goes on to say, and I love this part, it is my favorite. The law is not made for the righteous man. So you might think, oh, that means I can throw away the law. I don't have to do it. The law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedience. In other words, Abraham didn't need the law to tell him to tithe. Did you get what I'm saying? Abraham didn't need the law to tell him to tithe. It came out of his heart. That's what we need to shift. We don't need a law to tell us to give God what is his. The one that blesses us, that's faithful, that is supernatural. You know, some of you in this place, you might have a financial mountain or hardship that you're facing, and you don't tithe, whether it's from lack of teaching or just bad thinking or even rebellion. I encourage you, tithe. Watch God show up supernaturally. Bring all the tithe into his house, and God will show up in your life. It's the only area that he says, test me in this. He is so faithful. He is so faithful. This young couple's testimony today declares his faithfulness. He's no respecter of persons. He will be faithful to every single one that renders their tithe out of their heart and their love for God to him. Are you ready to give with a heart? We don't need a law that tells us to tithe. It's our heart that says, I want to give. Stand to your feet. Let's give with that heart and that mind today. As we stand, we're going to make our supernatural declaration from Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse, and I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. If you're watching via live stream, you can bring your tithes.
Amen. Nothing is impossible for Jesus. This is the year of... Can we show that video, that intro again, the kingdom seed? Hallelujah. While they're putting that up, we want you to know that we have new sweatshirts and t-shirts with kingdom seed. Declare the year of the Lord. You know, the great thing about God is that God always has a year of something. And he's moving in some way. And in this house, this year, you're moving in the year of kingdom seed, where you're going to learn how to move and plant seeds intentionally to accomplish great harvest in your life. Amen. We got t-shirts and we've got sweatshirts. And whoop. Can I show the sweatshirts before you turn my lights off on me? There we go. Sweatshirts. We've got girl sweatshirts. Ladies, we got pink just for you. So if you would like one of these, let me see. Who would like that? Who would like that one? You guys got to rush for it. I'm not going to. Oh, there you go. Who would like a shirt? That's a girl's shirt, I think. Oh, there's a black one. Oh, there. I love you too. Praise the Lord. If they're not your sizes, just go and ask for the size that you need. What's that, love? They might not have, we don't have all sizes, but that's all right. Make sure you write down, and they'll make sure they'll get them for you. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 3. It's our verse for the entire year. How many of you like the tree in the background? Every tree is created by a seed. You see, you and I are determining the trees that we will become. Many people complain to God about their life. You cannot complain to God about your life if you are not understanding the principle of the seed. Last year, we went through the entire verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, but seek ye, come on, but seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Bible says the very first thing we seek is the kingdom. And then we learned about the Constitution, the Word of God. And the Bible is a book of laws that activate kingdom. You see, God is a constitutional God. He hasn't said, I will hold my word above my name. So if God has said it, it is yea and amen. You can bank on it and know that God is not a liar. He is not a man. If he said it, he will follow through on it. So here we are talking about this year, kingdom seed. Seed is an eternal principle. Seed is an eternal law. Now, let me tell you something about that. Many people look at certain laws in the scripture and they say, well, that's just for Christians. I want you to know the principle of the seed is for beyond Christians. A sinner can take a piece of corn and plant it in the ground and they are going to get a crop. A Christian can take a seed of corn, plant it in the ground, and they're going to get a crop. You see, whether you're saved or unsaved, the principle of seed time and harvest is an eternal law that has been activated by kingdom principles. Therefore, if the Christian, the believer, the son and daughter of God, the saints of heaven do not understand the principle of kingdom seed, then the world will participate. The world will participate and the Christian will whine. It's time to be individuals that are going to accomplish and activate kingdom law. And kingdom law that moves and motivates is kingdom seed. We talked about a little bit last week about the principles of this seed time and harvest and how God himself created everything by a seed. You know, I was amazed to recognize that when we start really looking, how many of you recognize that God created all the birds and all of the animals out of the dirt? Most Christians have never heard that. Yeah, you need to read that. It's Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to be preaching a whole month on dirt. The dirt you plant in determines the productivity of your seed. The dirt you plant in determines the productivity of your seed. So God not only works within seed, he always has dirt.
And so we're going to learn principles that are going to change your life this year. But today I believe that we've got to step into something about perpetuating so that we can live within the principle this year and plan intentionally how to receive a harvest in your life. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. We also know Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Do not be deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If a man sows to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. If a man sows to the Spirit, he shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. So this principle is so powerful, and it affects every area of your life. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you believe in God or don't believe in God. I don't care if you're a nice Christianette or you're a sold-out believer. Every single person on this planet is participating with the principle, the eternal law called seed time and harvest. And those who are getting harvests that are not something they desire, you have always got to go back and look at the seed. You have planted seeds that produce the life you're living in right now. Well, I don't believe that. Then tell God that he's a liar and a fool. The Bible says, whatever you sow, you shall reap. Now, we talked about people that are reaping things that they have not sown for, and that is a demonic attack trying to sow tare among the seed. And you have the right to rebuke the devil. But if you are sowing seeds that are not intentional, then you cannot be shocked that the harvest is something that you don't want to participate with. We have got to be intentional planters, for the principle of seed time and harvest is absolutely simple. Turn to someone and say, it is simple. Come on, tell somebody, it is simple. Tell somebody else, it will always work. Tell somebody else, don't be deceived. Whatever I sow, I will reap. So if you and I are sowing and we're going to reap, is it not intelligent to be an intelligent planter? If the seed produces the tree, you've got to ask yourself, what kind of tree do I want to become? Well, I want to be a nice tree. Then you've got to be nice. I've had people come to the church and say, well, I don't have any friends. I just can't find any friends at the church. There's 1,300 people. The Bible says if you want to be friends, if you want friends, you must be friendly, which means if you want friends, you've got to plant seeds of friendliness. You don't become a hermit, go to the corner and whine that I don't have friends. Well, I haven't met anybody I like. Well, then that's really, you have deeper problems. Just want to say, we do counseling, glory to God. But every seed is going to plant some type of tree in your life. And we've got to determine what we really want. You see, that is the principle of eternal harvesting. We've got to start living on purpose. And I'm going to preach very short this morning because I want to show you how to do something. I have found that the majority of believers, especially those who have never been taught about the kingdom, have never been taught about the seed. So if you've never been taught the kingdom, seek ye first the kingdom of God, learning that kingdom principles are always how God runs. He does not run a democracy. He does not run any other type of hierarchy beside kingdom intentional. So if the king is running his kingdom and we run according to his laws, then the kingdom is open to those because we have now the keys to the kingdom to activate eternal principles to call those things which are not as though they already are. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The eternal principles, the keys that God has given us, allows us to reach into the eternal, to bring it to the natural. That is the supernatural call that's in your life. Turn to someone and say, I'm not natural. I am supernatural. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Ghost came and dwelled within you. He is God who brooded it over the earth at creation. You are not just somebody that's meandering on this planet. You are a son and daughter of the living God. You are an ambassador of heaven. You represent the eternal. And God has never sent, no government has ever sent an ambassador without giving them the power and the law to accomplish the task. And this law of seed time and harvest, if we don't ascertain, if we don't wrap ourselves around this principle, then we'll continually get harvests that we do not want. And we're going to sit back and complain to God. I've watched people walk away from Jesus. Well, you know, such and such happened, and I just don't know. You know, I'm just so mad at God. What are you mad at God for? That's just food. That's cut your nose off, spite your face stuff. If you're mad at God, you got to ask yourself this. God, are you a liar? No, I'm not a liar. So if God is not a liar and you're getting something that you don't want, you've got to ask yourself, what did I plant to accomplish? And if I never planted it, then instead of fighting against God, I need to get the power and the Holy Ghost, the anointing, to destroy the works of the devil and bind those things that are coming against my life. You don't get mad at God. That's just foolish. You see, this principle is so simple. And sometimes we have such a difficulty with simplicity. But you see, it can be as simple as you want it to be, but until you invoke it, it doesn't matter. How many of you have started a car before? Now, these new cars are pretty cool because you don't even need to stick a key in the ignition. You get in, you have the key in your pocket or somewhere in your, my wife just carries her key in her purse. She walks over to the door, and when her key gets near the door, it unlocks the car. Well, why is that? Because the key was made to unlock the car. She gets in the car, and she doesn't need to take the key out and put it in the ignition. She just simply reaches up and pushes a button, and it automatically starts. You see, I don't care how simple that is. If you leave the key home, now let me tell you what I did. Jesus. She got out at a store, and I went down a little bit to a whole nother store. And as I'm turning off the car, it says, no key detected. And I said, that ain't good. I turned the key off. And no matter, I might know how to push that key, but I don't have the key. And until that key came back to the car, my wife got mad because she had to walk to the car. I said, you took the key. No matter how simple seed time and harvest is, if you don't invoke the key, then you will never participate with the kingdom. You will not have the tools it takes to accomplish the task to bring a harvest in your life. Stop complaining and start intentionally planting. Let me say it again. Stop complaining and start intentionally planting. If you will intentionally plant, you will get an intentional harvest. And what you want to harvest, God said, don't be deceived, for he is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. God lived so much by this principle that God planted the Garden of Eden. He could have called it into existence, but the book of Genesis says, and God planted the garden. God lives by this principle. It is that simple. We have got to say, God, I not only want to hear it, but I want to start doing it. And today we're going to teach you how to do the principle of seed time and harvest so that the end of 2016, you won't say, well, I have the same year that I've ever had. We want to do something called the faith wall. How many have ever heard of the faith wall? Have you been here for any period of time? I haven't preached on this in 3 years, I don't believe. Teaching you how, 2 years, how to do a faith wall. Today, I want you to grab, I think papers are being passed out, directions are being passed out, how to create a faith wall. So we're going to teach you that you and I need to be very intentional and specific in how we want our year to be accomplished. Now, let me show you something. It is already January 10th. It is already January 10th. If you aim at nothing, you will hit. If you plant accidentally, you might get a crop of peas when you were hoping for corn. Well, you know, I don't even like peas.
I didn't really plant peas. I thought I was planting corn. But you weren't planting corn. You were planting peas.
We have got to say that this is the year that my life will change forever because I will be a person with kingdom seed law and principle in my life to where I will activate heaven to fulfill the very design that God has for me and my family. Can I hear an amen? I want to teach you how to create a faith wall. Now, a faith wall many times is created. The easiest way and the most inexpensive way to create a faith wall is to go to Walmart or go to Hobby Lobby. Go to Hobby Lobby. They're not open today because they're born again. They're born again. They shut down on Sundays because they're born again. And they tithe. Hallelujah. Hobby Lobby is a great place. Go to Hobby Lobby and get yourself some poster board. And we're going to teach you how to do that on your thing, how to make your faith wall. There are certain colors that you want to activate, and you want colors and pictures. Everybody say, I love colors, and you want pictures.
Well, I don't want to do this.
Well, then you just deal with your life. Don't complain to me.
Oh, Pastor, I need counseling.
Oh, you need counseling, all right. If you don't listen, you're going to need counseling. Because you're inviting whatever crop comes in your life to be what you are going to harvest. I choose to be an intentional harvester. The years that I have activated the faith wall, and it's pretty much every single year, I usually have at least two-thirds of what's on my faith wall either in my pocket or activated in my life. No exaggeration. One year I wanted a boat. Wanted a duck boat. You know, it was an impossible thing. I every once in a while, I would drive up to Auburn Bass Pro Shops just to look at their duck boat. And I'd look at that and I'd say, that's the duck boat I'm praying for. That's the kind of duck boat I'm looking for. People would say, what? Behave yourself. My duck boat is in Africa. And so, man, I tell you, the Lord showed me. I got online one day and I said, I'm going to believe God for a duck boat. And I found a duck boat down in South Carolina. And with cash, we went down and bought a duck boat. Minister Redder and I drove and listened to Karen Carpenter almost the whole way. Glory to God. I love Karen Carpenter. And we came back with a duck boat. Well, you know what? I just thought I was getting a duck boat. And, you know, I like a duck boat. But the thing was is that my son decided with his brand new bride that they weren't going to get married in America. They were going to get married in Africa. And this is the awesome part about the design of God. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. I would never have had all the money I needed to go to Africa with our entire family to be able to do their wedding. But because I bought a duck boat with cash, I was able to sell the duck boat at the time I needed. A man drove all the way from Iowa because it was the only duck boat like that for sale on the entire East Coast. And he paid me premium price, which gave us every thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to be able to travel to Africa and participate with their wedding. You see, God knows. And each harvest that you have, he is the Lord of the harvest. Can I hear an amen? God said one plants, one waters, but God always brings the increase. God is an awesome God. So I want to teach you how to do a faith wall. And I've got to hustle a little bit. I can't just keep giving testimony and excitement because this stuff is not just thought for me. This is life for us. We live this principle. Some people have said to me, well, you have so much, Pastor. You know, you have all those toys. I've seeded for every toy. Well, I've seen people jealous. They get jealous over what somebody else has. They seeded for what they have. What'd you do? You seeded jealousy. Therefore, you get not blessing, but cursing. That was free. How to create a faith wall. You want to go to the place and get your poster board and on your thing, how to make a faith wall. If you are online, our online campus, and you would like this, if you email me, I'll email you a copy. It's histab, H-I-S-T-A-B, at histabernacle.com. We will email you a copy of how to make your faith wall. What you want to do is you want to break it into sections. You want to have a yellow section. Can I have the PowerPoint presentation that we're going to show on how to do this? Your faith wall. Rick, make sure you edit that. Rick, make sure you edit that silence out. This is the principle of a faith wall right here. You're going to put this where, where you're going to see it every day. Now, one year we put the faith wall, we have a toilet, and there's a door. We put it on the back of the door. Because when you're going to the toilet, you want some privacy, so you close the door. So we would look at the back of the door. Great place to pray. You're on the throne already. You might as well just enjoy Jesus. The Bible says, redeem the time for the days are evil. Take every moment. Glory to God. Some people put it in their next to the refrigerator. Some people put it in their bedrooms. But you want to be where the faith wall, you can see it, and you can pray over it every single day. Turn to someone and say, every day. Now, whether you recognize it or not, sinners already know this. Sinners live this principle. What did I just say? Sinners live seed time and harvest. If you've ever read Napoleon Hill, one of the things you'll learn is that the wealthiest people of America, when he studied them, they always wrote down the vision, Habakkuk chapter 2. Then they would speak over it every morning, afternoon, and night. Even sinners who are wealthy and successful have learned the principle of seed time and harvest. For what you speak, you shall have. Ooh, wait till we get to that whole section. What and how you speak is what and how you live. Can I hear an amen? So your faith wall, you want to make it vibrantly colorful. You want to make it so that you can see it. So here we go. The first thing you want to look at is you want to create a section for positioning your spiritual growth. You want a section just for spiritual growth. Now, some of you are saying, well, I'm happy with all of God I got right now. Well, then you need salvation. And you can write that on there. I need to get saved. I'm backslidden. See, if you're not running more towards God, you're running away from God. There is no such thing as idle in God. If you're not growing in Christ, you are backsliding. Is there anybody out there this morning? If you are not more spiritually mature this year than you were last year, you're in a backslidden condition and you need to come to the altar and get right with God. You can put this down on here. These are just some basic ones. Here we go. I'm going to read the Bible every day. Well, I don't got time to read the Bible. I've had men say to me, it's mainly men, I hate reading. So you have YouVersion. We've actually activated that for the church where you can actually, all the verses that we use on YouVersion, you can follow through the whole sermon. Go to YouVersion. It's an app on Android. I don't know, you know, who would have an Android, but I mean Android and also on Apple, and you can download that, and it will actually read the Bible to you while you're driving in your car, getting a shower, getting dressed. Ladies, while you're doing your hair, instead of listening to some kind of country music, put on the Bible and listen to the Word of God. Can I hear an amen? Consistent in prayer. You can do that in your car, but you're making declarations. I'm going to join a ministry this year. Church, and I'm going to go to Rock Solid Faith. I'm going to be consistent to church every single Sunday and Rock Solid Faith. You know what's really fun? It's strange. This is a flip-flop service. Normally, our first service is loaded, and our second service is a little thin. But this week, it's flip-flop. I bet second service, because of the rain, will be packed out, and this one's a little thin. But you know what? What it is that 1,300 people come here every single month. Can you imagine if 1,300 people decided to be consistent to the house of God? And then you can put down, I want to witness and lead at least three friends. I want to witness to three friends and lead one to Jesus Christ this year. If every person in this house led one soul to Jesus an entire year out of 365 days, how many of you know at least one person that's going to be damned and go to the lake of fire because they don't know Christ? Everybody knows at least one. We probably all know about 10, probably 20. Can you imagine if that person gave their heart to Jesus, the joy you have, they'll have? Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Putting down different church spiritual growth principles. So the next one is called positioning yourself for health and wellness. You can put down that you want a favorable report from the doctor. You want to pray for a sick person every single week. That's a lot of fun, by the way. Some people say, well, I'm not sure about this healing. And don't worry about it. You never will be if you don't start praying for sick people. I want to start a workout program. Now, again, this is where the New Year's resolutions, I don't like New Year's resolutions because most people live a New Year's resolution about 2 months. Usually this church will increase for the first 2 months of the year, and then after that, everyone goes back to their old habits. You need to make a decision and a vow before God that you're gonna lasso this for your entire year because you're praying over it. You're praying over it every single day at your faith wall. That you're going to finish a workout program. Amen. I remember when I got my bicycles, my children said, yep, just another fad for Dad. He'll never follow through. I rode bicycle all winter long, all year long. I hit my goal this year for 900 miles. I said to myself, going into the last week of the year, as I looked at my goal, the last week, Monday rained all day, the week of New Year's. Monday rained all day. Tuesday was also nasty. And Wednesday and Thursday, the last 2 days of the year, I needed 50 miles. I did 30 miles on Wednesday, and on New Year's Eve day, I did another 20 so I could ascertain and lay hold of the goal that was set before me. The next one is you want to position yourself for an intellectual achievement. If you're not growing intellectually, you're dying intellectually. You've got it. God gave you a brain to use it. God didn't save you to hang your brain on a hat rack. Can I hear an amen or oh my? God wants you to be intelligent.
I'm a Christian. I don't care who don't like it. I just ain't going to put up with their foolishness. I just don't care.
Come on now. God didn't call you to be foolish. God called you to be intelligent. Called you to use good words. They did a study, and this was the study. The higher the educational level, and I'm not talking educational in college education, but the higher the level of communication was and the words used, the higher they were in companies. Interesting study. We did that in leadership training. I want to read a book every single month. It's amazing is most people don't read a book a year anymore because we got television. We've been dumbed down. There's a TV show that I really like, but it's the dumbest program. It's one of those Alaska ones. You just look at them and say, how could they be that dumb? My mother watched it for the first time. She said, is that real? And the worst part is, yes, it's real. You can attend a college. Take a college course. You can attend a Bible college course. We have Bible school courses on Tuesday nights for people that just want to take one course. You don't even have to take the test. You can take it. What do they call that now? They audit. You could audit the course. Empowering pastors. We bring in top-notch leaders every single year to do that. Just an intellectual goal. A financial prosperity goal. To live debt-free. Some of you are believing God for a new house. Some of you are you want to start tithing. Turn to someone and say, if I don't, I'm going to start this year. Yeah, I didn't figure I was going to get much on that one, but let's try that again. Turn to someone and say, if I haven't started, I'm starting this year. Some of you need a new car. And you're sitting back and going, well, you know, I don't got credit. We got a great testimony that someone's going to give where someone struggled with their credit. And God blessed them with a car and blessed them with amazing things. I mean, she's going to give that testimony here in a few weeks. God wants you to prosper in your finances. He doesn't want you poor. Well, I believe the poorer you are, the more spiritual you are. Really? Well, that's very interesting. The last I knew, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Money is nothing more than a tool to do trade with. So if you have no trade value, how can you help poor people? No matter what you got, you need to believe God for more. And if you don't want it yourself, that's the best part. Give it away. Glory to God. I didn't figure I was going to get much on that one. Here we go. Positioning for relationships. Lord, I want to get involved with the His Tabernacle family. You know, many of you don't realize we have so many, we have H-Links and we have different other groups that get together and fellowship. You can meet new friends in this place. Some of you need new friends. You wonder why you're still drinking and partying and toking and smoking. You're wondering why you're still popping to the bars and playing around the boys or the girls. I didn't want to say both. You wonder why? It's because if you don't change the circle of influence of friends that have the greater influence in your life, then you're going to remain in that lifestyle. Can I hear an amen? Maybe you have a broken relationship that you want restored with a family member or even with a spouse. Put it on your faith wall. You want to spend more time and quality with your family. Put it on your faith wall. And you want to see towards that. All of these things are on one big poster board that you want to have available for yourself to go back and to look over every single day. You see, the more you look at it, the more you're going to say, Father, that is what I'm believing you for. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21 and 22, so Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, that means without question, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what I did to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain. Now the Bible isn't talking that you're going to walk up to Mount Everest and say, go to the sea. He's talking about problems and what you're believing for. Mountains in your life. How many of you have at least one mountain in your life? You see, that's what God is saying. If you will say, you see the power of your words. When you get up in the morning and you go to your faith wall and you start speaking over your faith wall. Father, I thank you that I am a tither and a seeder. I thank you, God, that the things that I'm believing you for in financial realms are going to come to fruition. Lord, whether you got to bring it through the mouth of a fish or God, whether you're going to bring it in the mail or God, you're going to give me a better job or God, you're going to make me an entrepreneur or Lord, whatever the value might be. I thank you that according to this principle, you're going to bring it to fruition. God, I thank you that I'm believing you for. Lord, that this year, my church growth, my spiritual growth is going to be like never before. I thank you, God, I'm going to determine that the only Sunday I'm going to miss this year in 2016 is if I'm on vacation. And God, I thank you that even on vacation, I'm going to live stream it. We got folks right now watching by Florida. They're hanging down near Naples, sitting out probably at the beach this morning. Jesus, bless them. Hallelujah. But they said, we're watching by live stream, Pastor. You see, no matter where you are, you can determine, Lord, I thank you that I'm going to join a ministry. I'm going to put my hand to the plow, and I'm going to sow my life into other people's lives. You see, God wants you to be a person that is going to be successful if you intentionally plant seed. You'll get an intentional harvest. If you are not intentional, do not be shocked when you live a life of accident and live a life of happenstance. Now, some of you are going to do this. Some of you are not. When you do not have this done in 2 weeks, I want you to go to your car without your keys. And I want you to start being Fred Flintstone. Cut a hole in the bottom of the car and start pedaling with your feet. You're going to curse the car. You're going to curse the bank. But really the person that is cursing is you. You're cursing yourself by not being an intentional seed time and harvest principle individual. So I'm believing God that by the next 2 weeks, that every single family, every single individual is going to have a faith wall created. You might be saying, well, I'm not really creative, Pastor. Well, neither am I. This is not my work. This is my wife's work. But you see, the first time I did it, I went to a store and I got the paper board and I went, thank God for magazines. They still have paper magazines. And I cut out pictures of things that I wanted. I took pictures with my phone and I printed them off and I put them on my faith wall. God, you need to use photographs. Why? Because God gave you an eye gate and God wants you to use your eye gate so you can see it. You see, the truth is that you have what's called seeing faith. If you can see it in the spirit before it's here in the natural, you'll believe it and start declaring it according to the word of God. And you can call those things which are not as though they already are. After you've built this faith wall, you're going to start seeing that you will start planting seeds in this area.
You're going to say, I'm going to get up 15 minutes early to start. Or I choose to plant the seed of listening to the word of God while I'm driving down the road instead of just listening to the radio. And some, even if it's Christian radio, I'm going to listen to the word even above Christian radio. You can start planting these seeds and you'll find that this will come to fruition. How many of you have ever done a faith wall and you've seen it happen? Amen. All over the place. This works. Why does this work? Because seed time and harvest is a God-given supernatural law that will always work. And if you want an intentional harvest, you must have an intentional seed time so that you will get the harvest that you're looking for. Some of you got bad health. You sit back and you always say, well, I've got this disease and I've got that disease. And with the words of your mouth, you're decreeing your life. I'll give you a little snippet, ready? Just before I end. The Bible says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who speak it shall eat of the fruit thereof. The word power there, one of the words that's used in the Hebrew is the word hand. Life and death are in the hand of the tongue. This is why the faith wall works so powerful. You've seen people say, well, you know, my life's in your hands. Your life is in the hand of your tongue. And what you decree is what you will receive. And by putting up a faith wall, you're activating the opportunity for you to declare over it, as Jesus said, if you say to this mountain and do not doubt, you shall have what you ask. For if you ask anything in Jesus' name, it shall be given to you. The Bible declares in the book of Matthew chapter 17, he said this. He said, if you have faith as of the grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and do not doubt, you shall have what you ask. You don't need a lot of faith. But you need to realize that life and death are in the hand of your tongue. What are you believing for? Will you have an intentional harvest this year? And you know what? You need to have your imagination work. For God said, I'll bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. God's bigger than you'd ever thought. What are you believing for? And if you don't know, then how could you ever get it? If you aim at nothing, you will get. If you live life by accident, then you shouldn't be shocked when you hit a tree. If you want a specific tree, you must plant a specific seed. Be wise. Do not be deceived. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. Amen? I said amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this teaching week. God, this week where we can learn how to activate your supernatural law of seed time and harvest in our lives. And Father, I declare in Jesus' name that this will be a house that will be abundantly above all they could ask or imagine. I declare, God, that those who believe and put on their faith wall, even for the first year, that God, even as new babes in this process of seed time and harvest, that you will give them such a bumper crop, such a bumper harvest in every dimension of their life that they put on their faith wall, that, Lord, they will recognize the hand of Almighty God and give you only all the glory. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you do not know and have not asked Christ to be your Lord, then today you need to plant the seed of your life. He planted the seed of his life that you might have life, but you must also plant the seed and receive what he's done. Today, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So today, if you do not know Christ, you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm not saying you don't love God, but you don't and have not surrendered to God. Today, Jesus will wash your sins away and make you a brand new man, a brand new woman. Today, if you'd like to receive Jesus as your Savior, you know you're not right with Christ. If he cracked the eastern sky, you're not sure where you'd be. You're afraid of death. That's how you definitely know that you're not right with God, when you're afraid to die.
you're not right with Jesus, I want you to raise your hand up right now. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. His name is Jesus. Is there anyone this morning that would like to receive Jesus as their Savior? I'm not going to wait long. Get your hand up. 5, 4, come on, get your hand up. 3, 2, last call, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet.